Good morning and welcome to In Focus. I'm your host, Lisa D. Joining us this morning, we have a couple of guests from GST Michigan Works, Chris Schuler, Business Solutions Specialist. We also have Bart Sadler, Employment Specialist. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lisa.
It's good to have you in. Lots to talk about because you do help not only job seekers, but also employers. There's a lot that you cover. So for people that don't know, tell us the difference between the Michigan Unemployment Agency and you, because I'm sure there might be a little confusion.
There is a ton of confusion, believe you me. By the way, we are at Michigan Works in Owosso. We're called Genesee Shiawassee Thumb Michigan Works. What is there, Chris, about 15 agencies across the state?
16, actually.
16. Yeah. So our agency is basically the Thumb area, Genesee County. There's a couple of locations. And then the Shiawassee part of it is us. We are actually just a little bit west of town on the corner of M21 and Delaney. A big confusion, like you just brought up, though, is the difference between us and the unemployment insurance agency. And the way I always kind of describe it is, if there's an emergency and the fire department's called out, typically the police department's going to go with. They work together.
Right.
If there's a police emergency, there may be firemen or ambulance personnel that go on this call as well. So it's kind of different organizations that work together. Their jobs are kind of tied into each other. It gets really confusing because about 98% of what I do involves unemployment claims.
So you help with that, but
correct,
it's not your agency. So again, two individual agencies that work together for the individual clients that you serve.
Yeah,
so
the easiest way to put this is we're not the unemployment agency, we're the reemployment agency.
Reemployment.
Perfect.
Agency.
That's kind of how that works. Okay?
That is perfect, yeah. So what'll happen with us, though, it's typically I'm going to be the first point of contact if you do become unemployed. So whether that's a temporary layoff, or, for example, a factory might close down like what happened up in Chesaning over the summer, that kind of thing. And basically what I do is I assist people with their unemployment claim, whether that's helping them with a login, whether that's helping them with actually filing their claims. The one thing that everybody has to do is they do have to, after they file a claim, they have to come in with us and get registered for work. And what that does is that puts your profile on what's called the Pure Michigan Talent Connect.
So that's for job employers to see who's out there as far as talent. And maybe
absolutely
lead to, I mean, the ultimate goal is to re-employ. That kind of helps facilitate that. If there's businesses that keep an eye on what your talent bank is, they may have a good match for that.
Absolutely. That is a strict requirement for getting unemployment insurance, is that you do need to get registered for work. The other thing that we do is we try to help out with whatever types of hiccups, whatever types of issues there might be once you've got that claim filed. Maybe the unemployment agency denied it at first. Maybe they need additional information. Maybe there's some other reason why you're not getting your benefits, and I'm there to help out.
So you're kind of
trying to explain
liaison.
What that is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, real big part of what I do over in what's called employment services is we have hotlines that actually connect to the unemployment agency. So if you've ever had an issue with unemployment or basically anybody else and you've been on hold forever and you're screaming at the top of your lungs, agent, agent.
Trying to get to a person.
And,
yeah.
You know, and we have hotlines that actually ring directly into unemployment. So the nice thing about that is your wait time is cut drastically.
And you're going to help kind of explain if there's confusion about stuff because you're there to kind of
correct,
assist and guide as, mm-hmm, and help facilitate the phone call too.
But absolutely. Yeah. And we do work with unemployment, but we are not the unemployment agency.
Right.
We're kind of a partner agency. We help them with certain parts of their program.
Bart Sadler, Employment Specialist. Chris Schuler, Business Solutions Specialist. What's your job like? What's a day in the life of you at the office and what type of things do you do?
So Bart does employment services, which is one part of Michigan Works. Then there's career services, which is another internal part of Michigan Works, which actually works with the clients who are looking for help with resumes, getting themselves ready to be employable. So they're not just filing, they're actually physically working with a coach. We then pass their information on to me, and then I work with the employers.
Okay.
So as Business Solutions, I'm kind of the outside person. So I'm actually working with the HR personnel. I'm working with the various businesses, finding out what their needs are, what they're looking for, their training needs and things like that, and bringing that back into the office. So when coaches have applications that they're working with or resumes of clients that they're working with, then I have an inside track and get that to the right employer. And I'm telling that employer, look, they're working with a coach, so we've vetted these individuals, and then it's up to the employer to decide what it is that they want to do. So there's never any guarantee, but I'm the face for the employer. So it's like we have the inside of the house, and then we also do the outside, which is the face-to-face with where our inside people want to end up. We do the whole thing. We take him from walking the door, visiting with Bart, to sitting down with a career coach that helps him in detail, to working with the employer, and we try to mesh everybody together.
GST Michigan Works, and you did kind of mention the areas you serve, but your location specifically, you can help people in what counties?
The entire Thumb area, and I have no idea how many counties there are in
six.
The Thumb.
So six altogether.
Those six counties, and then Genesee County and Shiawassee County.
Okay.
But having said that, for example, Capital Area Michigan Works, which is the Lansing agency, they recently shut down their St. John's office. So we are helping out a lot of people from Clinton County, southern part of Gratiot County, southern part of Saginaw County, which is, again, a different agency, which is Great Lakes Bay Michigan Works. But you take a look at a map of mid-Michigan, and you see how close Chesaning is to us, or how close
right.
Brandt or Oakley, these kinds of places are to us versus driving to Saginaw. We absolutely help out a lot of folks from outside of the GST area.
Okay.
Pretty much everybody's welcome to come in to basically what I have is a resource room. And everybody is welcome to come in and make use of those resources, whether that's a computer, whether that's our jobs board, or anything else. The resource room, pretty much open to anybody in the area. If you can get here, we're going to help you out.
Any type of virtual appointments, or is everything in person these days for you guys?
It's in person.
Yeah.
Walk in, drop in, or do they have to make an appointment to come in?
It depends on what they're hoping to do, but for the most part, you come in, you fill out a real quick piece of paperwork, and we're going to direct you towards the services, whether that's we're going to set an appointment for something afterwards, or they're just going to send you right over to me and have me help you with your claim or whatever. You don't need an appointment for anything like that. Obviously, there's classes and workshops and things, and we'll get into that in a little bit. So some stuff obviously is going to be appointment, but if you're kind
because
of
there's
curious,
like a class limit, they need to make sure there's enough.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those would fill up.
I just kind of want to add, you know, Bart was saying that we help out anywhere from all the various counties, and that is true as far as the clients go. That's not the truth for the fact when it comes to businesses.
Okay.
Because we are landlocked, meaning that I cannot work in Capital Area's backyard and they cannot work with ours simply because of the funding. The dollars have to be spent within our area.
Okay.
So
the businesses that you work with, Chris, how do they, if someone's listening that's part of business, in charge of business, that wants to see what services can you offer the businesses besides connecting them to a specific list of possible employees? Are there other services you offer?
There's my main priority is training, quite frankly, training incumbent employees. As a matter of fact, right now we're working with the Going Pro Talent Fund, which is going to be starting cycle one for 2026. So we just had our informational session this morning. So employers that are interested in, you know, looking into that, reach out. We can help answer those questions. It's been one that's been around for a long time. The state generally has allotted over $55 million a year for this, and thousands of employees have been trained in certifications and upskilling. Apprenticeships are involved, you know, all those other kind of things. So, yeah.
And that's all part of your wheel. Like
that's all part of my wheel. Okay. So basically, yes, if there's any particular questions, reach out to us, reach out to any of the agencies. We're able to help you out. Just give a call. It'll get to me, and I'd be more than happy to speak with you on the phone or in person. Help answer those questions.
Now, employers that are listening, do they pay services for you guys? Obviously,
free. Everything.
That's free from even the employer's standpoint.
Yeah, there are no fees in anything that we do.
Wow.
Basically, your tax dollars coming back to you. You know, and again, we work with state dollars. We work with federal dollars. There's different pots of money. Sometimes they run dry. All the services that we provide and things that are there, it's always based on funding availability, time of year in some cases.
Right.
When the funds come in, you have lots of money. Towards the end, it kind of dwindles down.
Right.
There's different things that we can do, so don't hesitate to ask.
Whether you're a job seeker that's looking for some additional training or any type of additional edge, whether that's a workshop or additional training or working with a coach, or you're an employer, I mean, we pretty much ask everybody, just find out more about it. We're a phone call away. Our website, gstmiworks.org. You can find out a lot about the programming, but the best way to do it is get with the source. Give Chris a call, give one of the coaches a call, find out a little bit more. Like Chris said, what's available at this moment could be different.
Sure, so, and you'll have different businesses with different job openings at different times. I mean, every job that you have is not open always. It rotates with what's available in the market, I'm sure.
Right.
So
yeah, and it's not just, you know, one industry sector. It's not just just manufacturing. We work the spectrum. We work in tech. We work in health. We work in the manufacturing sector. We work with the schools. So again, there's lots of different opportunities. The worst you can hear is no, or let's look at something else. I don't like the word to use no because it's pretty final. I mean, there's always something that we can take a look at.
Okay, so if someone's listening, let's just say, because obviously we know people that have lost their job, laid off, those things. Do you help people that are employed but are thinking, I just want a new start? Can someone come in and say, I want totally go in a different direction. Can you help me find a new job in a different industry or a different path?
Yes. Again, that would be something where I'd recommend they come in and speak with a career coach. They would then get some more information, which can then get passed on to me. We can go from that point. There is no. Let's see what we can do.
Help with resumes, with training. We don't want those things to be barriers for anybody who's looking for a new job, right? So let's say my resume is not up to date. I don't know if I have the training for this. These are things that you guys help with. So it's the whole picture. It's not just you have to have all these skills when you step foot in our door for us to place you.
No.
You know, in the whole process, you're going to help them get to what whatever is going to be the next choice, the next path for them.
Correct.
And the training and all those things too.
Can be.
When you talk about resumes, great topic right there. And we actually have a resume workshop that's coming up this Thursday, September 25th. And the cool thing about the resume workshops is it's not somebody standing in front of you and lecturing in a classroom and telling you how resumes have changed. I mean, you're going to hear a little bit about that because, let's face it, artificial intelligence has completely changed the way that people see resumes or don't. But this is basically a one-on-two workshop. These workshops are limited to two people per session.
Wow, okay.
So you want to talk about instructor-to-student ratio. It's pretty dang impressive.
Well, that's
right?
Awesome.
So those kind of things go fast, but we do have one, like I said, coming up this Thursday. We've actually got two sessions. One of them is going to be from 1 to 2, and the other one's going to be from 2 to 3. And we've got some other workshops coming up. We've got a financial wellness workshop. Some of the folks from Fifth Third Bank come in, and this month's topic actually going to be planning for emergencies and investing at work. Getting into the beginning of October, we've got another workshop coming up on the 7th. But I highly recommend getting into the resume workshop this Thursday, because the Thursday after that, October 2nd, we got something big happening.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that too, because that is a big thing that you do have coming up. How does someone register to be part of the resume workshop?
There's a couple of easy ways to do it. You can come in and get registered right at the desk. You can also go online, gstmiworks.org. When you get onto that website, though, make sure you pick the right location. You don't want to sign up for a resume workshop and find out, oh man, I got to drive to Lapeer for that. You're probably going to want to come to Owosso.
Right.
Make sure you pick the right office
the
for
right
that.
Office.
But that's probably the easiest way to do it is, again, gstmiworks.org. Of course, you can always call up and just say, hey, I want to get signed up for this workshop, and somebody will try and get you signed up if there's an opening. That's one of the things we do ask that you sign up for in advance.
Right, because of limited availability for
limited
that.
Limited availability lets the instructors know how many people. We've got an interviewing workshop that's coming up in October, so that's another great thing.
That is great, because people that are rusty on the interview skills.
Me personally, 2 years ago when I was trying to get a job here and I was interviewing all over the place, it was the first time that I'd had like some serious grown-up adult interviews in years.
And you started as a client and then transitioned into the role there, which
absolutely.
Is really, that's really cool, because you liked it so much and the people that were there.
What I was really impressed with was the way that they treated the public, the way that they treated their clients and customers, and just the way they treated each other.
I mean everybody's going to get treated with respect when they come in, so it's not going to be looked down upon. Let's say they haven't even been in the workforce. This is not something to be ashamed about. This is why you are here, is to help someone get through the process and find that next move and career that they want, be in that career.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, we have got, Chris will back me up on this, he's been there a couple years more than I have. We have got folks that not only are very talented, but folks that are very, very compassionate and very empathetic. And, you know, it's a great combination when you think about it.
There is no judgment simply because we're all just one conversation away from being in the same boat.
Exactly. So, it's pretty incredible to know that the resource is here, because that's one of the scariest things with the changing times, the economy and businesses folding and all the things that are happening. Consolidations. I mean, there's so many reasons why someone can end up in your office, but you're there to help, and that's really what we want to stress. The resume is the big piece. Once you have that done, if you sign up for the workshop, you're going to be able to take that resume and hopefully meet some potential great employers at your upcoming job fair, right?
Correct. It's important to have one, but we do have people coming in, you know, the morning of the job fairs, and they want somebody to help them out and do a complete resume. It takes a little longer than that.
So you're not coming in that morning to get a resume?
It's like plan ahead. You know, that's the thing. I also encourage people, here's a list of who the employers are, and we're going to give them again. Get on their websites. Find out exactly what it is that they're looking for. They have it out there. Know a little bit about the company when you right. come in and speak with them. No one wants to hear, well, what are you applying for? Well, anything you have. Well, let's take a look at Memorial. Memorial is going to be there, Memorial Hospital.
Are they the biggest employer in Shiawassee County?
Yes, they are.
I thought so. Okay, yeah.
And they have 150 openings. So anything that you have, well, what is it that you're qualified for?
Groundskeeping or neurosurgery. Yeah. I'll do either.
That's it. Also be aware of the fact that whether or not their applications are online. Memorial, for example, is all online. So one of the questions that these individuals are going to be ask is, did you fill out an application? Now, you can fill out for more than one position. If you're looking at groundskeeping or neurosurgery, you can certainly fill that out.
Yeah.
You know, because those go to different divisions.
So, do you suggest that people fill out their online application before they come to the job fair?
Strongly.
Okay.
Yes, because we actually have people fill out applications before they sit down with the employer. But the thing is, there's less and less paper applications.
Right.
More and more employers are looking to have this stuff done online. So, check into all of that.
So, you can look right now on your website and see participating employers like Memorial. Memorial, and you can check out the companies, and you can put an application online to get yourself ready for the actual interview. Is the interview part done the day of your job fair?
Okay. They do have an opportunity to sit down with an employer. I mean, it's not a full interview, but it's a get to know you rather than
I've got my app in. Yeah. I'm ready. Here's my resume.
Here you go. You know, so you can have a quick conversation. Then that person who's interviewing you is going to make some notes. Yep, we're going to pass this on. This looks like it might be a potential fit. So you've made that initial introduction. It's more than just here's my piece of paper. I'm off to see the next person. So you do get that quick sit down. Usually about 3 to 5 minutes, and then they'll tell you, yep, you know, we're gonna call you back, come on in and sit down with those department heads. And that's really how that's going to work.
I mean, that's a good suggestion as far as beforehand prepping. Besides having your resume ready, have an idea what type of job you're looking for, or what type of qualifications you're bringing to the table to put right there.
Research. As a personal comment, I attended quite a few job fairs that Michigan Works had a couple of summers ago, and out of that, I probably four or five second interviews that I'd gotten out of it. It definitely works. It's a great way to put your best foot forward for sure. Real quick, kind of stepping back from that, you know, when we talk about the application process, fill out those applications ahead of time, but I want to caution everybody, and I'm not saying this to scare you away, but it's a lot more involved than just filling out an application. A lot of these places, you're going to need to set up an account, do authentications and stuff through email. So make sure that you've got an email that you can access.
And let's talk about the email address, because I know this is something that is kind of a joke, but it's true.
Some of them are sketchy.
Your email address is not weird, inappropriate, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You can create a new one easy and free.
I can give you a few. Some of the email addresses that I see. The applications, make sure that you can get into your email, and you're going to want to do that ahead of time. If you want to come in and use our computers to get in there, I'm going to caution you, it does take a little while to fill some of these out, but the resource room, employment services, we can help you fill those out as well.
Where and when is our job fair coming up? I know it's just around the corner here.
Yes, it is. So where is going to be over at the service center. It's right here on 21, corner 21 and Delaney, the west side of town. Currently, we have employers who are committed to Davis Cartage. They're coming in and they're looking for trailer mechanics and things like that, always looking for drivers as well. Memorial Healthcare and all areas. Memorial always has about 150 or so openings. I mean, they're expanding everywhere. I mean, really, Memorial is now in multiple counties, still expanding more. Now they're heading over into Flushing area.
I just saw that.
So, and again, a lot of specialties. The one thing that I always want to stress with a hospital, oftentimes people are thinking, well, it's a hospital. I don't have any medical experience. Guess what? The hospital is a town. They have dietary. They have housekeeping. They have maintenance. They have a police force.
They have office staff. They have all those things.
I mean, they have all these various things. You don't need to be a nurse or a doctor. That's obviously what everybody thinks about. But yes, there's so many other areas to work. In the Now Center, they have a state-of-the-art fitness center, trainers and things along those lines. So just kind of keep an open mind and think about some of those areas. They're all listed on their website. Midwest Bus, largest bus refurbisher east of the Mississippi. So they work primarily with Boston Mass Transit and strip down a bus all the way down to the bare bones and rebuild the whole thing. So there's electricians, there's mechanics, there's painters, there's all those things, and their wages, depending on what you get into, anywhere from $16.85 and up to $25 an hour. It just depends on what you're doing. Toledo Commutator will be there as well.
What type of company is that?
They do, well, everybody has, what's a commutator? And it's not and it's not somebody who sits there and gives you the news, okay? A commutator, basically, they're these things made out of copper, and It's like frictionless stuff, and they turn things. So they have them in fin tails of guided missiles. They have them in the great big space telescopes, the ones that they have out in California where you see them all move at the same time. The great big round things. So that's what they do, and they're in all different things.
Everything from like the size of a fan to like you talked about these.
This big massive thing that's very detailed and very precise, but machine operators and setup, they train you. The cool thing with them, for example, you are like at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah. So there's some flexible shifts and some different hours people have to fit in their schedules and things like that. And again, the job fair is happening Thursday, October 2nd at your location in Owosso. What time is this going on?
It starts at 1 and goes to 3. On the flyer, it says resume help. That means if you need tweaking.
Again, not full-fledged.
We're going to write out your resume thing for you. A, we don't have the staff, and B, you don't have the time.
It's not like college where you're going to try and write that whole term paper an hour before class.
Exactly.
Don't do it.
Right now, we have 4 on there. I generally add employers. It's just that I have to have the advertising in by a certain time.
Sure.
And usually as it gets closer, I have people calling me, is there still room? So there may be some added employers as well.
And you guys will update that on your website too, right?
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of write it in. And then as people come in, then we'll let them know as well. So-and-so is also here. And
prep for this, like obviously the resume, ready to go with that. But when someone shows up, do they need to bring anything else with them?
No, I mean, it would be helpful to have, again, you know, an extra resume to have, you know, let them know.
A couple resumes to hand out.
Yep. Yes. And dress the part. First impressions really are just that. You can make it or break it right in that first impression.
I mean, even for mechanical type of jobs, when you show up for that interview, is that something you should still be dressed professionally?
Dress professionally. Dress like you want to impress. That's really it. Yes, they're going to take a look at your skills and everything else, and they know that when you're working as a technician or anything else, there's going to be a lot of grease on. My father was a technician for 40 years, and I know, and then you don't get the dirt out from underneath the fingernails. But the point is to make that first impression, to sit down with that interviewer. It helps.
Yeah, definitely.
It doesn't hurt. I'm sitting in here in a tie. No one can see me. I'm one of the few people that still wears a tie. You know why? Because I've always, the various things that I've done, if you don't need the tie, you can take it off. But if you do need it and you don't have it, guess what? You're going to stick out, and not in a good way. The employers who are going to be in attendance are Davis Cartage, Memorial Healthcare, Midwest Bus Corporation, and Toledo Commutator. Keep in mind that there's a variety of different opportunities there. Anything from health to mechanics to production work and things along those lines. Also keep in mind, you will have that opportunity to sit down and speak specifically with the hiring professional that's going to be there. Dress appropriately, be prepared. It's okay for you to ask questions. Interviewers like that. If you ask questions, it shows interest.
Right.
It shows a little bit of knowledge as to, you know, as to the company. Come on in if you're looking, and you're looking to fill these positions immediately.
Do this research from the people that you have for your employers that are looking. Go on your website, gstmiworks.org, for more information about that. So again, we're talking with Chris and Bart from GST Michigan Works about the upcoming job fair, which is Thursday, October 2nd. And we're in front of that, obviously, your website, gstmiworks.org. So what are the hot careers now? Can you give people some tips on what do you think up-and-coming careers?
Health, always. Health is still the number one. And then the computer and technology, those kind of things are definitely it. But these employers, they're hiring, and that is why they're here. They're looking for people specifically. This is why they're at the job fair. And these are positions that can be filled, that they're willing to help train for. You got to make that right connection.
If you have the basic dedication skills, if they can sense that you're going to be a hard worker, you have ethics, those things are going to come across. Professionalism, I mean, those things are going to come across. And again, training for some of these jobs, that is part of what they're going to do when they get on the job. So, how can you help veterans find new careers? You guys do have some veteran services.
Yes, it kind of works the same way as with everything else. Veterans are considered a targeted population, as are mature workers, which are 55 and older, people with disabilities, all those kind of things. So they have the same opportunity as everybody else has. Many employers are actually looking to help those populations. It's just a matter of coming in. Don't exclude yourself because of whatever label might be there, because it doesn't mean anything. Do you have the right skills? Did you make that impression to be able to move forward?
To transfer to their needs and make it a good fit, which is important, obviously.
It is a fit.
Since you're on the business side, Chris, what do you think the biggest challenges that the businesses face right now with finding and retaining employees?
Part of it is employees who want to be there every day and show up for work on time.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that periodically there is, you know, personal things that come up that kind of cause an issue, but it's just the showing up and being there on time. If you're working shifts, relieving those people because they're having to stick around longer and doing the job that you're hired to do. So that is the problem that the employer is having with people coming in. From the people looking, people think that they don't have the right skill sets, so they eliminate themselves out of situations. It's like oftentimes I will look at resumes and then speak with people, and then as I'm having that conversation, I said, why isn't this on your resume? Why isn't this on? Well, it's not relevant to what I want to do. I said, but it is. Any kind of background that you have builds a resume.
And you bring that experience. Yeah. Like, you can see it where maybe they're like, well, I don't know why that would be relevant. Yeah. You know why it is.
Yeah, you were at this job for X amount of time. Okay, so yes, there's a longevity there. Now, the fact that you're no longer there may be completely out of your control. But the point is, that's something. You have computer background. Doesn't necessarily have to be I write programs, but you have computer background. Guess what? Almost everything that you're doing now requires computers. And there's a lot of people that don't have that.
And that's a skill set, right, that's very important in today's workforce.
Yes, it is.
So, Bart, from the employee side, what do you think are the biggest challenges for people finding the right match or finding a good job for themselves?
I would say having the knowledge of where to look is a huge part of it.
Yep.
And another big part of it is confidence. Unfortunately, another big part of it is access to transportation. Access to transportation is huge. I would say, number one, knowledge of where to look. And number two, developing not only the skills needed by the employer, but the confidence to actually go out there and shake somebody's hand, look them in the eye, and say, here's why I'm the right person for the job. Those are the two big things is where do we look and what do we do when we find
and
what we're looking for.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I really like this. I want to just touch on this really quickly about the virtual reality career exploration experience you guys offer. This is like, I've never even heard of this. So I saw this, I'm like, that's kind of cool if someone is not really sure where they want to go. Is this kind of where they can try stuff out in a virtual reality world?
It is. And I'm going to tell you, it's like Avatar. Sometimes you don't want to leave that world. So we do these classes pretty much every Monday morning. And that is another class that's limit of two people. And the reason is because we've only got two VR headsets. But this is hyper realistic. And what it is all of these different careers in the trades. I'll give you an example because this is the one I kind of had some experience with. I was working on power lines. I was up on a little cherry picker. And if you turn the wrong way with your head, you will get dizzy. I mean, it's that realistic.
Wow.
There's different ones for being a dental assistant and you're cleaning teeth or looking at this equipment. And it takes a little bit to get to the point where you're actually able to pick up the tools and do this. But it is super cool.
Do people know about this or are they just learning more about this?
I don't know how many people know about this, okay. But I highly recommend if you're thinking about doing any type of career exploration, if you're thinking about changing jobs or getting into anything in the trades, and when I say the trades, that could be healthcare, that could be anything you're doing with your hands, we've probably got some type of VR simulation for it.
So you can kind of get a taste of it to see. That's really cool.
It is really cool.
So when they come in to talk to you about stuff, that is something they should mention. I want to find out more about the virtual reality career exploration.
Yeah, we do those every Monday morning from 9 to 10. One of our coaches, Angie, is the one that runs that little program. It is super cool, but like I said, it's a limit of two people just because of the equipment.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
If we had a whole bunch of them, me and Chris would probably start charging people and set up our own arcade or something.
Which is kind of what I want to bring up. Keep in mind that this is for serious people who are not for somebody who has to come in and play a game.
It's not a game. It's
whack
not
a bunch of zombies. This is not what happens.
You can kind of get right from the get-go, hey, man, this is really cool, or maybe
not
this
for
job
me,
isn't
right?
For me,
exactly.
You know?
So again, you have the job fair coming up, multi-employer job fair. More employers will probably be signing up before this actually happens. But it is Thursday, October 2nd.
It is Thursday, October 2nd, from 1 to 3 p.m. Again, those employers that we already mentioned are going to be there: Davis Cartage, Memorial Healthcare, Midwest Bus, and Toledo Commutator. Hoping to add more.
And we've got the resume workshop, which is coming up this Thursday, September 25th. So a week before the job fair. Give you plenty of time to figure out what you want to do with your resume and get yourself a nice serviceable resume that you can hand out to two or three different types of employers.
Yeah.
Kind of a general resume. The good foundation, the good bare bones structure.
Hit the high points of what you can offer to this company
or
any company, really.
Exactly.
But.
And, you know, we can print it up on the fancy paper for you.
Is there any other information you'd like to get out today about GST Michigan Works or what you guys offer?
Next week, the career exploration virtual reality that you and I talked about, that's going to be happening tomorrow, 9 to 10 a.m. Call ahead and see if we've got room for you. Angie's really accommodating. She might be able to find a spot for you. Then this Wednesday, the financial wellness workshop, planning for emergencies and investing at work. Great workshops that Fifth Third puts what's on for us. And then let's start getting prepped for the job fair. We've got the resume workshop happening this Thursday. We've actually got two different workshops, one at 1 o'clock and one at 2 o'clock. Colin does a great job with whatever you're looking to do with the resume. He's going to be able to kind of get you in the right direction. So get that resume ready. And then next Thursday, the 2nd, get ready for the job fair.
If you're an employer looking for people, if you're a person looking for an employer, reach out. We have lots of resources. We have different people we can direct you to if need be. So just don't hesitate to ask. That's what we're there for. And keep in mind, all the services are free of charge.
Yeah, that's definitely something to stress. Free of charge. So basic hours for people if they're going to drop in to talk to you about anything. What are your normal business hours?
Pretty much 8 till like 4:30. Get in there anytime before 4:30 and somebody will be able to answer a question. I would recommend, though, if you're coming over to see me at Employment Services, if you're filing a claim and getting registered for work, you want to give yourself at least an hour just in case. Call all the way up until 5, right?
Right, and then you can be directed to the right people to help with what you need. Thank you so much for coming in to talk about GST Michigan Works. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to In Focus. I'm your host, Lisa D, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.